This is a CKTZ News update. On August 6th, BC Emergency Health Services initiated a staffing model designed to ensure that small rural communities like Cortez Island have four scheduled on-call paramedics. The scheduled on-call model means shifts can be fully scheduled without waiting for the availability of on-call paramedics. Sarah Morris, Emergency Health Services Media Relations, emailed CKTZ News. SOC shifts are in general 8 hours at work and 16 hours on call for 3-day rotations. These additional positions were posted the week of August 6th, and BC Emergency Health Services is following the recruitment process as per the collective agreement with the paramedics union. Local on-call staff will be recruited as required to provide relief coverage for leaves and vacations. Historically, emergency health services has relied on on-call paramedic staffing in our rural and remote communities. And that is changing, explained Morris. For the past 4 years, paramedics have received a 4-hour per shift guaranteed wage, the Keno guarantee, in addition to the $2 an hour they receive while on standby. This was sufficient to provide a living wage for those working in remote areas where there are fewer emergency calls. There were problems with the previous on-call rural paramedic service model. Tory Clifford, president of the paramedics union, told the CBC that 30% of the province's ambulances were not used during the COVID-19 pandemic and opioid crisis because of inadequate staffing. Then, during the heat wave at the end of June, paramedics were slammed with a record number of calls. Emergency services' response to their staffing challenges was to phase out the previous 4-hour minimum wage guarantee and introduce 170 new SOC positions across the province. As the Cortez Community Health Association pointed out in a recent public letter, Cortez Island was to have received one of these new SOC positions. The rest of the island's paramedics had to choose between seeking other employment or, quote, serving their community for $24 a shift and hoping they get a call out, in which case they would have received full wages. Mayor Julie Colburn of Zabalas wrote the Ministry of Health, "This project may be working in larger places, but it is not sufficient for a remote community such as ours." Many of her community's paramedics were seeking other employment to support their families. Colburn said Zabalas may only be able to provide a fully staffed ambulance service, that's two paramedics, on about 4 days a month. At the May 26th SRD board meeting, the directors of Cortez Island, Sayward, and Tassis said this new staffing model would result in similar cuts to the ambulance service in their areas. Emergency services responded to these rural challenges by increasing the number of SOC positions in some communities to 4 from the current 1. Morris wrote that the Vancouver Island communities of Alert Bay, Cortez Island, Port Alice, Sayward, Santula, Tassis, and Zabalas are among them. During the transition period, the Keno guarantee has been extended to October 31st. Green Party MLA Adam Olson informed CKTZ News that there may be further changes as emergency health services tweaks their service model over the next few months.